Guardians of the Image Maker is part of the larger Wilmington 1968 series that you will see across different arts and cultural and educational organizations happening this year, 1968, to remember the 1968 occupation and riots. And this is our piece of that wider project. And Guardians of the Image Makers is an exhibition that is paying tribute to Percy Ricks, who himself passed away in 2008. He was the founder of Aesthetic Dynamics, Inc., and also was an activist, an artist, and an art educator. And so this exhibition is honoring his memory and the legacy that he left, as well as looking at artists in Wilmington, in the Wilmington area, who are working in that same manner. Addressing social issues, embedded in the community, providing art education opportunities in areas that are under-resourced. So that's what this exhibition is about.
Is this an emotional exhibit, not only because what it stands for, but because of what's going on in the country today?
Kelly, that's a great question. I believe it is, and it is very timely in that regard. I don't have to harp on it, but there is a lot of divisiveness, that we see out there. And this reminds us that, we go through these cycles and that people like Percy Ricks and his collaborators and his time, rise up and meet it and are there for their communities. And Percy Ricks and Dr. James Newton and others, used socially active art as a means to combat the issues of racism and oppression, as well as to provide opportunities and pathways for young people in their communities to have these kinds of opportunities for personal enrichment and to give them vehicles for expression.
Dr. Gonzalez, will there be an opening reception surrounding this exhibit?
Yes, so the opening reception for the exhibition will take place per usual at one of our Friday Art Loops, and this particular one is Friday, April 6th. It takes place from 5 to 9.
And then when can people start seeing the exhibit itself?
Sure. The exhibition runs from April 6th through June 29th.